a tool to help humans. Historically, headless browsers have been tools for web developers. Because every GUI element on a web page has corresponding code, an automated program designed to help find errors on a website running through a headless browser can interact with that website just like a person would, but much faster. The traditional benefit of headless browsers is that websites become more stable and reliable because headless browsing allows errors to be found relatively quickly. Headless browsers are now being employed by new users who don't have heads at all. Increasingly, artificial intelligence systems are the primary users. AI browsers, such as Perplexity's Comet, use headless browsing to scan websites to carry out your prompts quickly. For example, when you prompt an AI browser for a list of the capitals of the 50 US states, the browser's AI will read the content of numerous websites via headless browsing to quickly retrieve the answer. But headless browsing goes beyond letting AI scan a website to retrieve information. As artificial intelligence systems evolve into becoming personal assistants, known as AI agents, headless browsing is also being utilized to interact with websites on your behalf, performing tasks like clicking links, checking boxes, or even adding items to your shopping cart. The catch. When AI agents visit a website, the website often has no way to tell that it's an AI and not a human being. That's terrible news for companies, which rely on web advertising to pay the bills. Advertisers sell things to human beings, and if advertisers can no longer trust whether a website knows precisely how many people are visiting it, they likely aren't going to spend their limited ad dollars on that site. If headless browsing does become the norm, it also means that the dead internet theory could take on an expanded meaning. No longer would the phrase signify only an internet where human beings do not make the majority of the content, but where the majority of the browsing is no longer done by humans. Vocabulary focus. Fringe, group, event, issue, etc. Sentient. Cursor. Corresponding. Retrieve. Catch.